Bonjour et bienvenue à toutes et à tous dans Les Doigts dans la Reprise, une émission d'une heure entièrement consacrée à l'art de la reprise en chanson. Aujourd'hui, nous allons retrouver Bob Dylan, non pas qu'on l'avait perdu hein, quand même, mais on va le retrouver parce que l'an dernier on faisait une mensuelle spéciale Bob Dylan, comme on faisait une mensuelle Beatles. On les oublie pas, on ne fait plus ces spéciales mensuelles, mais il y a encore du Bob et il y a encore du Beatles régulièrement. Alors aujourd'hui, c'est au tour de Bob Dylan. Et de quoi va-t-on parler exactement avec Bob ? On va parler de la compilation Amnesty International qui était sortie il n'y a pas longtemps à l'occasion du 50e anniversaire d'Amnesty International. Il y avait eu une grosse compilation avec quelque chose comme 4 disques qui avaient été enregistrés par toutes sortes de stars, entre guillemets, de la chanson. En hommage à Bob, et en hommage à Amnesty surtout, mais ils avaient repris Bob parce que c'était quand même un petit peu un symbole de la contre-culture américaine, de la contestation, de tout ce qu'on veut, des droits de l'homme, etc. Et donc ils avaient repris des morceaux de Bob. Alors l'avantage de cette compilation, c'est que outre les tubes qu'on retrouve évidemment, Blowing in the Wind, etc., on retrouve des morceaux un peu moins connus, moins connus de ceux qui sont pas fans de Dylan, et des morceaux qui sont même pas sortis sur les albums officiels. Et c'est à cela qu'on va s'intéresser ce soir, à savoir on va parler uniquement des morceaux sortis sur les plus tard, beaucoup plus tard, sur les bootleg series ou sur la compilation biographe, ce genre de choses. Et on va commencer sans plus tarder avec le morceau John Brown, qui est extrait des Whitmark Demos de Dylan, donc compilation sortie bien plus tard, vu que c'est enregistré ça au début des années 60, 62 et 64, et sorti dans les années 2000, et c'est repris ici par State Radio, John Brown.
When John Brown went off to war to fight on a foreign shore, his mama sure was proud of him. He stood straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mama's face broke out all to a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. Do what? You make me proud to know you hold a gun. Do what the captain says. Lots of medals you will get. And we'll put them on the wall when you come home. And that old train pulled out, John's ma began to shout, telling everyone in the neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go, he's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face broke into a smile as she showed them to the people from next door. And she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Oh, good old-fashioned war. Then the letters ceased to come. For a long time they did not come. They ceased to come for about 10 months or more. And a letter finally came, saying, go down and meet the train. Your sons are coming home from the war. She smiled and went right down. She looked up and all around, but she did not see her soldier son in sight. But as all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. Well, his face was all shot up, and his hands was all blown off, and he wore a metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow, in a voice she did not know, why she could not even recognize his face. Lord, Lord, recognize his face. Tell me, my darling son, pray tell me what they'd done. How is it that you come to be this way? He tried his best to talk as his mouth could hardly move, and her mother had to turn her face away. Don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? He thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. You wasn't there standing in my shoes.
Lord, I thought when I was there, God, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most was when my enemy came close and I saw that his face looked just like mine. Oh, Lord, just like mine. I could not help but think, through the thunder sound and stink, that I was just a puppet in a play. And through the roar and smoke, the string it finally broke, and a cannonball blew my eyes away. As he turned away to walk, his maw was still in shock, seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand.
Says lots of medals you will get, and we'll put them on the wall when you get home. When that old train pulled out, your mom began to shout, telling everybody in the whole neighborhood, that's my son, that's about to go, he's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. It made sure that her neighbors understood. It made sure that her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while and a face broke into a smile as she showed them to the people from the next door. And she dragged about a sword and a uniform and gun, and says she called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letter ceased to come for longer than ever called. It ceased to come for about 9 months or more. Then the letter finally came, saying go down and meet the train. Your sons are coming home from the war. Your sons are coming home from the war. Your sons are coming home from the war. Oh, Lord. I didn't see a soldier, son, in sight. But as all the people passed, I saw a son at last. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. His face was all shut up, his hands were both blown off, and a wool metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow in a voice she did not know. She couldn't even recognize his face. Oh, my darling son, tell me what time they done. How is it you gonna be this way? His mouth could hardly move. She tried to bet to talk, but she didn't even recognize his voice. Don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? You thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home and feeling proud, thank God. You wasn't standing in my shoes. Oh, I thought I was there, God, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill my enemy, and I'm trying. But as the enemy came close, the thing that hurt me the most, his own face looked just like mine. His face looked just like mine. Oh, his face looked just like mine. So much like mine. Sounded stink as I was just a puppet in a play. And do the roar and the
the smoke, the string is finally broke. A cannonball blew my eyes away. As I turned to walk, his mom was still in shock, a seeing a brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called to his mother close and dropped his medals down in her hand. Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, he dropped them medals in her hand.
C'était John Brown de Bob Dylan, repris par Stet Radio. On reste évidemment dans les outtakes. Là, on passe à une outtake de The Times They Are Changing, donc qui est sortie à l'époque de cet album fabuleux en 63, sortie de l'album surtout, vu qu'elle s'est retrouvée écartée, alors que c'est un excellent morceau. Il a joué en concert, ceci dit, hein, comme beaucoup de ses morceaux inédits, et on l'a retrouvé bien plus tard sur des compilations bootleg. Ce morceau, c'est Seven Curses. Et il est repris par, tiens donc, une ex-petite amie de Bob Dylan, Jan Baez, mais qu'il a enregistré récemment. Seven Curses par Bob Dylan, puis par Jan Baez.
O'Reilly stole a stallion, but they caught him and they brought him back, and they laid him down in the jailhouse ground with an iron chain around his neck. When Riley's daughter got a message that her father was going to hang, she rode by night and came by morning with gold and silver in her hand. When the judge saw Riley's daughter, his old eyes deepened in his head, saying, "Gold will never free your father. The price, my dear, is you instead." "Oh, I'm as good as dead," cried Riley. "It's only you that he does crave, and my skin will surely crawl if he touches you at all. Get on your horse and ride away." "Oh, father, you will surely die if I don't take the chance to try and pay the price and not take your advice. For that reason I will have to stay." The gallows shadows shook the evening, in the night hound dog bayed, in the night the grounds was groaning, in the night the price was paid. The next morning she had awoken to find that the judge had never spoken. She saw that hanging branch abandoned, she saw her father's body broken. "These be seven curses on a judge so cruel that one doctor cannot save him. That two healers cannot heal him, and the three eyes cannot see him. At four, ears can't hear him. At five, walls can't hide him. At six, diggers can't bury him. And at seven, deaths she'll never kill him.
Hear him. Five walls cannot hide. dollars cannot buy him. Seven deaths shall never kill him.
C'était Seven Curses de Bob Dylan, repris par John Baez. On monte dans le temps un petit peu, on est maintenant au milieu des années 60, quasiment avec l'album Bringing It All Back Home, excusez-moi, et un morceau qui a été écarté de cet album d'ailleurs, alors qu'il était, qu'il méritait amplement d'y être et qu'il était très 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 bien. Ce morceau, c'est Mama You've Been On My Mind, qui sera beaucoup repris sur scène par Bob Dylan, même dans les années 70. Et on va l'écouter ici, bien sûr, dans la version de Bob Dylan, tel qu'il a été enregistré en studio, bien que jamais sorti officiellement à l'époque. Mama, You've Been On My Mind. Et puis par le groupe pas très très connu, il faut l'avouer, mais très bon, We Are Augustines. Mama, You've Been On My Mind.
Perhaps it's the color of the sun cut flat and covering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. But mama, you've been on my mind. I don't mean trouble, please don't put me down. No, get upset, I am not pleading or saying I can't forget you. I do not pace the floor, bowed down and bent, but yet, mama, you've been on my mind. Even though my eyes are hazy and my thoughts, they might be narrow, where you've been, don't bother me. Ah, bring me down with sorrow. I don't even mind who you'll be waking with tomorrow. Mama, you're just on my mind. I'm not asking you to say words like yes or no. Please understand me, I have no place I'm calling you to go. I'm just whispering to myself so I can't pretend that I don't know. Mama, you're on my mind. Up in the morning, baby, look inside your mirror. You know I won't be next to you. You know I won't be near. I'd just be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
Perhaps it's the color of the sun caught flat and covering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. But mama, you're on my mind. I don't mean trouble, please don't put me down. Don't get upset, I am not pleading, saying I can't forget you. I do not pace the floor, bow down and bend, but yeah, mama, you've been on my mind. Oh, my eyes are easy, my thoughts, they might be narrow. Where you've been, don't bother me, bring me down with sorrow. I don't even mind who you'll be waking with tomorrow. Mama, you're just on my mind. Not asking you to say words like yes or no. Please understand me, I have no place I'm calling you to go. I'm just whispering to myself so I could pretend that I don't know. Mama, you've been on my mind. Inside your mirror, you know I won't be next to you. You know I won't be near. I'd be curious to know if you could see yourself as clear as someone is that yawn is mine.
C'était Mama, You've Been On My Mind par We Are Augustines. On avance dans le temps. Alors, petite particularité, je me suis fait un petit plaisir ce soir, je vous avoue. Je me suis dit, tiens, et si on mettait un morceau de Dylan qui n'a pas été enregistré par Dylan ? Ça, c'est de la reprise obscure quand même. Mais bon, le morceau, il n'est pas si obscur que ça. Il est sorti sur l'album de George Harrison, All Things Must Pass, au début des années 70. Donc, c'est quand même un morceau très connu et culte. C'est I'd Have You Anytime. Alors, pourquoi en parler ? Ben, tout simplement, ils l'ont quand même mis sur la compile, même si Dylan ne l'a jamais enregistré lui-même. Donc, exceptionnellement, même si c'est consacré à Dylan, ben, je vous passe la version originale, co-composée par Dylan, de I'd Have You Anytime. Et ensuite, je vous passe la version Amnesty International par l'actrice et chanteuse Evan Rachel Wood. I'd Have You Anytime.
Let me in here. I know I've been here. Show you. Thank you.
lay it. Let me lay it on you.
C'était I'd Have You Anytime de Bob Dylan et George Harrison, faut-il le préciser, suivi de la reprise par Evan Rachel Wood. On avance, on est maintenant dans les années 70 et les années 70 sont aussi généreuses en outtakes et inédits sur mesure. Il y en a une notamment qui est sortie de l'album Desire, qui date de 75 et qui méritait amplement d'être dessus. C'est Abandoned Love et on la retrouve ici réinterprétée par Nils Lofgren, le petit guitariste prodige, enfin petit, il était petit à l'époque, hein, il était encore tout jeune, et Paul Rogers, l'ex-chanteur de Free. On l'écoute donc Abandoned Love par Bob Dylan, puis par Nils Lofgren et Paul Rogers.
My heart is telling me I love you still. Turning out the key. I've been deceived by the clown inside of me. I thought that he was a righteous, but he's a vain.
Well, something's telling me I'll wear the ball and chain.
My patron saint is fighting with a ghost. He's always up somewhere. The Spanish moon is rising on the hill.
later and we kissed. I asked you please to cross me off your list. My head tells me it's time to make a change, but my heart is telling me I love you but you're strange. The wall, take off your heavy makeup and your shawl. Won't you descend from the throne from where you sit? Let me feel your love one more time before I abandon it.
C'était Abandon Love par Nils Lofgren et Paul Rodgers qui reprenaient ici du Dylan un peu méconnu, hein, un peu je dis, hein, parce que la secte des fans de Dylan, on sait qu'elle est vaste. On passe maintenant à un morceau ultra, ultra, ultra culte, parce que pourquoi ? Il est extrait des années 80 et les années 80, comme tout un chacun le sait, c'est pas terrible musicalement pour beaucoup de monde, et même pour Bob Dylan, il sort des albums, il y en a qui sont difficilement écoutables à cause des problèmes de production, et puis surtout, il avait une fâcheuse tendance à toujours virer les morceaux les meilleurs. D'où une certaine surprise quand ce morceau est finalement sorti sur une compilation de bootleg. Ça s'appelait Blind Willie McTell. C'était une sorte de vieux blues, mais vraiment composé par Dylan pour un album des années 80, Infidels. Et tout le monde s'est dit, mais mon Dieu, mais s'il avait publié ça à l'époque, mais on n'aurait pas dit qu'Infidels c'était si mauvais. Donc je vous fais écouter Blind Willie McTell. Et ensuite, la version par Tom Morello et The Night Watchman. Tom Morello, c'est le gars qui jouait dans Rage Against the Machine, pour situer le personnage et le son. Blind Willie McTell.
Seen the arrow on the doorpost. Saying this land is condemned, all the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem. I travel through East Texas, where many martyrs fell. And I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Well, I heard that hoot owl singing as they were taking down the tents. The stars above barren trees was his only audience. Then charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie. Them big plantations burning, hear the cracking of the whips, undertaker's bell. Nobody can sing the blues like Glen Willie McDill. There's a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootleg whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang on the highway, I can hear them rebels yell.
Seen the arrow on the doorpost saying this land is condemned all the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem. I travel through East Texas, many martyrs fell, and I know no one can sing blues like Blind Willie McTell. Well, I heard that hoot owl sing as they were taking down the town. Skies above the barren trees, was it only audience? And their charcoal gypsy mates can strut their feathers well, but nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie.
like Bly Willie McTay. There's a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootleg whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang on the highway, and I can hear them rebels, yeah. And I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTay. In his heaven, we all want what's his, but power and greed and corruptible sin seem to be all that there is. I'm gazing out the window of the St. James Hotel, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell.
C'était Blind Willie McTell, repris ici par Tom Morello et The Night Watchman. Voilà, on en a fini pour aujourd'hui. On a fait un petit tour rapide, évidemment. Hein. On ne peut pas parler pendant des heures et des heures. L'émission ne dure qu'une heure, logique. Mais j'espère que vous avez découvert des morceaux, que vous avez peut-être découvert les groupes aussi qui les reprenaient. C'est le but de cette émission, de toute façon, faire découvrir les morceaux autrement et les artistes autrement. Je vous laisse à Luc la semaine prochaine. Quant à moi, je vous propose de vous retrouver dans 15 jours, enfin 14 jours pour être précis, vu que c'est 2 semaines, avec des reprises de Cat Power. Cat Power qui reprend un peu tout le monde, vous verrez, c'est très bien, enfin très original en tout cas. Et d'ici là, je vous propose de podcaster sur 48fm.org ou de nous écouter tout simplement le reste du temps sur 94.1. Et je ne vous laisse pas comme ça dans le vide, je vous laisse avec une reprise encore de John Brown, le premier morceau que je vous ai fait écouter. Une reprise par Dylan lui-même, c'était en live sur MTV, les MTV Unplugged, les célèbres MTV acoustiques dans les années 90. Et on reconnaît pas beaucoup le morceau, comme souvent avec Dylan, donc c'est une vraie auto-reprise. Au revoir.
John Brown went off to war to fight on a foreign shore. His mama sure was proud of him. He stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mama's face broke out into a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. Make me proud to know you weren't a gun. Do what the captain says. Light of medals you will get. We'll put him on the wall when you get home. That old train pulled out. John's mom began to shout, standing everybody in the neighborhood. That's my son is about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made while sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while. Her face broke into a smile. She showed him to the people from next door. He bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letters ceased to come. For a long time they did not come. Ceased to come for about 10 months or more. And when the letter finally came, saying go down and meet the train, your son is coming back from the war. She smiled and she went right down. She looked up and all around. She did not see her soldier son inside. When all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could not believe her eyes. For his face was all shot off, and his hands were blown away, and he wore a metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow, in a voice she didn't know, and she couldn't even recognize his face. Is it that you come to be this way? He tried his best to talk, but his mouth could hardly move, and his mother had to turn her face away. Don't you remember, Ma? When I went off to war, you thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud, you weren't there standing in my shoes. Well, I thought when I was there, Lord, what am I doing here? Trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most, when my enemy came close, I could see that his face looked just like mine. And I couldn't help but think, through that thunder roll and stink, I was just a puppet in a play. And through the roaring smoke, the string had finally broke, and a cannonball blew my eyes away. Seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to leave, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand.
Yeah.